Well, I'm very happy to be here. Yesterday morning, I woke up quite early, about 3:15.
我很歡迎跟大家一起，昨天早上我是3:15的時候，大約那時候就醒了。
And I really thought, oh, I don't think I can manage it.
我就想或者我都不能夠來了，今天不可以來。
I thought I would have to say, sorry, I can't come.
我以為我就會跟大家說對不起，我不可以來。
But through those early hours, I thought about it.
就在早上醒的時候，我就有思想的時候。
And prayed about it.
我有禱告的時候。
And then I asked the Lord.
那我就問我主啊,
when I read my morning portion today, please say something positive. That means I will be able to go. Some people, when they want to find the will of God, they open their Bible and go here, there, and everywhere.
有些人他要尋求神的旨，他打開他的聖經，就這裡找一下，那裡找一下，就撞彩找一下，怎樣找到。
And one person did that and said, the Bible, they found a verse which said, go to the devil.
有一個人就這樣找了，他以為他找主，找了一段經文，那個經文就說去魔鬼那裡。
They didn't like that verse, so they put their finger on another one.
他又不喜歡這句話，因為去魔鬼，他又去找另一裡了。
That wasn't any better.
找另一節又不是更好喎。
The first was go to the devil, the second was tell him I sent you.
第二次找他的話，就是告訴他我差你來的，我差你去魔鬼那裡。
We mustn't play about trying to find the will of God.
當我們尋求神的旨意的時候，我們禱告的時候，不是在玩這樣。
Ask him for it.
我們求的時候。
Because he wants us to know his will and do it.
因為他知道，想我們認識他的旨意，來到去信服他的旨意。
And he doesn't want us to be in doubt.
他就是不想我們是懷疑的。
So yesterday morning, I said to the Lord, please give me a word from my daily portion.
所以昨天的時候我說，主啊，求你給我每一天這樣看你的話語，看到那裡的時候，你跟我說話，告訴我你的旨意是怎樣。
And part of my daily portion that day yesterday,
昨天我讀的一段經文呢，是剛讀到這裡，
was in Psalm 68.
是詩篇第68篇。
And this is what I read.
这个就是我所读到的,
in verse
28. 诗篇第68篇第28节。
Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us.
诗篇第68篇第28节。以色列的能力是神所赐的。神啊，求你坚固你为我们。
I said, thank you, Lord.
我就跟神說，我多謝你。
Here's a definite promise to strengthen.
在這裡有一句很肯定的話，就是說祂要來到堅固我。
So I had confidence that I could come.
所以我裡面有充足的信心，就我可以來。
So I am here.
所以現在我在這裡了。And
I'm so thankful to see you all once more.
我很感謝神。 叫我今次再有機會來到見到你們一次。
You are so kind and so many of you remembered my birthday.
你們對我非常的仁慈，很多人都記得我的生日的出生日期。
And other good wishes cards came too.
亦都有一張給我生日的一個賀我生日的卡。
So I believe I know your hearts.
所以我知道你們的心是怎樣。
And I'm very pleased the Lord has permitted us to be together.
我們很感謝，也很歡喜，知道主是允許我們可以一起。
Shall we pray?
我們一起禱告。
Dear Lord, it is good for us to be together.
我們的主，我們感謝你，何等的美善，你能夠叫我們一起。
The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord.
詩篇寫詩篇的詩人就說，為了從上耶和華的殿去，我們就心裏歡喜。
It's like that for us this afternoon.
今天我們在這裡晏晝，也都懷存這個歡喜的心。
So grant us your blessing.
求主你祝福我们。
Help us to understand what you are saying to us.
求你帮助我们明白你跟我们说的话。
And give me the words to say what you want to say.
你就给我有话来讲出你要我所讲的。
That this time may be precious and profitable.
在这个时候以致我们能够都得着益处。
We ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们祷告是奉我们主的宝贵的名字求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now Jesus went to the synagogue.
我们的主到会堂的时候,
and he stood up to read the scriptures.
他就站起来读这段经文,
and then he sat down to preach.
他就坐下来读,来讲道了。
So I'm doing that just now.
现在我又坐在这里了。
We're going to read in the book of Job.
我们读, 一百记,
the book of Job.
一百记,
that's the book just before Psalms.
这本书是在诗篇之前。
And I want somebody to read clearly and slowly.
我想要中间一位来到慢慢读和大声的清楚来读。
We're going to read the first two chapters of the book of Job.
我们会读约伯记第一和第二章。
Because we must not guess what I'm talking about, we must know.
因为我们不可以来到猜猜我们要讲的，一定我们要认识，我们要知道我们所讲的是什么。
We may not read the book of Job very often.
或者我们很多时候我们不是那么勤来到读约伯记。
But I did in my daily readings recently start again once more to read the book of Job.
在我每天读经的时候，最近我再重复来到读约伯记。
Well, it can be a very dreary book.
你读的时候会发觉一本是很难读的一本书。
But it has a message for us.
但是对我们有一个信息。
So we're going to read the first two chapters.
所以我们要读头两章。
Just to be introduced to Job.
所以我们来到认识约伯是哪位。
These chapters tell us who he was.
这两章是告诉我们约伯是谁。
What he was.
他是什么,是怎样的。
And what happened to him.
还有对他发生的那些事情。
So please listen patiently and carefully for these first two chapters.
所以为大家来到忍耐,来到去听,读出来这两章的经文。
Now somebody with a clear voice and slowly, please read for us.
让中间有一位能够大声清楚的读出来。或者你可以读一章先,另一个读一章。我可以
Do you want to read in English or Chinese?
Oh, better read it in Chinese.
用中文读出来。
约伯记第一章。 乌斯地有一个人,名叫约伯。 那人完全正直,敬畏神。 远离恶事，他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。他的家产有七千辆，三千骆驼，五百对牛，五百母驴，并有许多仆婢。这人在东方就为自大。他的儿子按着日子，各在自己家里设摆筵宴，就打发人去，请了他们的三个姊妹来。 与他们一同吃喝，筵宴的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自洁。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献过祭，因为他说恐怕我的儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。有一天，神的众子来到。 在耶和华面前，撒旦也来在其中。耶和华问撒旦说：你从哪里来？撒旦回答说：我从地上走来走去，往返而来。耶和华问撒旦说：你曾用心察看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神。 远离恶事。撒旦回答耶和华说：约伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢？你岂不是四面冤上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的么？他手所作的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。耶和华对撒旦说：凡他所有的都在你手中，只要你不可伸手加害于他。于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去。有一天，约伯的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭喝酒，有报信的来见约伯说：牛正耕着耕地，驴在旁吃草，示巴人忽然闯来，把牲畜掳去，并用刀杀了仆人，唯有我一人逃脱来报信给你。他还说话的时候，又有人来说：神从天上降下火来，将群羊和仆人都烧了，唯有我一人逃脱来报信给你。他还说话的时候，又有人来说：加勒底人分作三队，忽然闯来，把骆驼掳去，并用刀杀了仆人，唯有我一人逃脱来报信给你。他还说话的时候，又有人来说：你的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭喝酒，不料有狂风从旷野刮来，击打房屋的四角，房屋倒塌在少年人身上，他们都死了，唯有我一人逃脱来报信给你。约伯便起来撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜，说：我赤身于母胎，也赤身归回，赏赐的耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以为神为愚妄。
第二章，又有一天，神的众子来跌立在耶和华面前，撒旦也来其中。耶和华问撒旦说：你从哪里来？撒旦回答说：我从地上走来走去，往返而来。耶和华问撒旦说：你曾用心察看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。你虽激动我攻击他，无故地毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。撒旦回答耶和华说：人以皮代皮，情愿卸去一切所有的保存性命，你且伸手伤他的骨头和他的肉，他必当面弃掉你。耶和华对撒旦说：他在你手中，只要存留他的性命。于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去，击打约伯，使他从脚掌到头顶长毒疮。约伯就坐在炉灰中，拿瓦片刮身体。他的妻子对他说：你仍然持守你的纯正么？你弃掉神，死了吧。约伯却对他说：你说话像偶幻，像愚幻的妇人一样。哦，难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗？在一切的事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。约伯的三个朋友，提曼人、以利法、舒亚人、比纳达、拿马人所发，听说有这一切的灾祸临到他身上，各人就从本处 约会同来，为他悲伤，安慰他，他们远远地举目观看，认不出他来，就放声大哭。各人撕裂外袍，把尘土向天扬起来，落在自己的头上。他们就同他七天七夜坐在地上，一个人也不向他说句话，因为他极其痛苦。
Thank you, Lord. Please open our understanding.
我一起祷告，主啊，我哋感谢你，我哋求你将我哋嘅悟性嚟到打开。
Let us hear from this passage or this truth what you want us to know.
我哋求你俾我哋能够听到呢段嘅圣经里边嗰个嘅真理，同埋你要我哋所知道嘅。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我哋祷告系奉主嘅名。
Amen. Now we've been introduced to Job, the person of Job.
在这里介绍给我们这个约伯这个人。
We're told what that devout, godly man he was.
我们知道你告诉我们约伯是一个很虔诚的人。
How he hated anything that was wrong.
他是很憎恨一切错的事的。
And what a good reputation he had
throughout
that part of the world.
他在这个世界那个地方有好的名声。
And then we're told what happened to him.
之后我哋又话俾我听，究竟发生喺佢身上咩事情
？He suddenly lost everything.
佢突然间佢好似失晒所有一切嘅嘢。
He was rich.
佢系好有钱嘅。
He had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
佢有七个仔，有三个女。
He had thousands of cattle.
佢有成千嘅呢个牛羊。
He was very rich.
佢好有钱。
But suddenly he lost everything.
但突然间他就失晒所有呢啲嘅财产。
His family were killed.
他的家人都被死亡了。
And his property was taken.
他一切嘅财产、产物、物业都系被人哋攞走了。
And not only that, his health failed.
唔单止咁，佢嘅健康亦都系慢慢嘅嚟到。
He had terrible sickness with boils all over him.
他全身就长满了毒疮。
Now, things like that do happen.
很多这样的事情会发生的。
And, of course, questions are asked.
有些人就问这些问题。
Those that happened recently, which we know about.
最近有些我们都知道的是这样的事情发生。
The earthquake in Pakistan.
是在巴基斯坦这个大地震
The drought in India
在印度这个的旱灾
And the fires which have destroyed so many parts of the country
就是在那里很多的火烛大火是将那个很多的地方来烧毁
So why
那我们很多人就问为什么
And that happened here in the matter of Job
是在这里在约伯这个自己的身上也都是发生这样的事情。
Why this awful loss of everything?
为什么在这里是他失了这么多这么多的东西呢
?And then this sickness that he had.
也都他身体有这样的疾病。
Why?
为什么呢
?When such things happen, even here in our time,
当这个事情发生的时候甚至在我们这个世代
Sometimes the name of the Lord gets into it.
有些时候人就要将神的名字就拉在一起了。
How can this happen if God is a God of love?
如果是这样就说如果神是一个爱的神为什么会发生这些事情呢
How is it that so many innocent people suffer death? 为
什么这么多无辜的人他们是将神死亡呢
So there's a big discussion going on.
那么就有很多人就议论了。
When those 2 tall towers in New York were destroyed by aircraft,
当在这个纽约这个世贸两个这个世贸中心两座建筑物是被飞机来做毁坏的时候
，So many people were puzzled by that.
很多人他就生很多的疑惑了。
And some said, "Where is God?"
有些人就问神在哪里呢
？Or why did he do it?
为什么他会这样做呢
？Was he responsible?
是不是神来到负责是？这些事情发生了
Well, the Bible tells us God is responsible for everything.
圣经里面又俾你听，神系负责一切所发生嘅事情。
In the book of Daniel, for example,
喺大以利书嗰度，例如
four words sum up the message of Daniel.
喺嗰度有四个字系将大以利书嘅中心嚟到做一个结论概论。
The heavens do rule.
系就系诸天掌权。四个字
that occurs in Daniel in chapter 4 verse 26.
这个四个字在但以理书第四章第二十六节。
It's the message of the book.
是但以理书信息的中心。
The heavens do rule.
诸天是掌权。
There will be kings in the days of Daniel.
在但以理的时候都有很多王。
There was Nebuchadnezzar, he was great.
那里有尼布甲利撒王，他是很伟大的。
He boasted in his greatness.
他是将他自己的伟大，他是夸张了。
There was Belshazzar.
那里白沙撒王。
There was Darius.
那里有Darius 这个王。
Mighty emperors.
那里有很多很伟大的皇帝。
They thought they were ruling.
他们以为他们在那里来到掌权。
But they were not.
但是他们不是。
But if God is ruling,
但如果神在那里来掌权的时候,
then he must be responsible for everything.
他就一定是, 来到将, 所有发生的事情, 他是要, 负责责任了。
If something happens in your life and mine,
如果在你的生命的发生一些事情,
people may ask questions, why?
如果是人家就会问为什么呢?
He, she was so healthy,
他是这么有健康的人
Why so weak and sick?
为什么现在是这么软弱是这么疾病都这么紧要
If that one was so rich, why now so poor?
如果他以前是这么有钱的为什么现在这么穷呢
Who's responsible?
谁来负责谁是引致这样的呢
For all calamities that there are in the world, there's one responsible.
所以在世界上发生一切的灾患只有一个人来到负责的。
Now the word God means responsible.
这个神的意思，神的意思个名字，他意思就话他是负责一切。
But we say, well, God can't be responsible for it all.
但我们说啊，神怎么能够是做这一切的事情是负上责任呢？
Well, in two ways, or one of two ways.
但是有两方面我们可以说是这样。
He's either entirely responsible because he initiated it.
一方面就是他完全的负责，因为是他将这些事情是带出来的。
Or else he is responsible because he permitted it.
第二方面就是他负责，但是是他准许这些事情发生。
These great disasters which puzzle us.
很多的灾患来到这些发生的灾患叫我们是很有满有疑惑的时候。
We have to recognize God is responsible in some way.
我要能够明白神在那里是在暗暗中在负责的。
Now, when we read these two chapters of Job,
当我们读这两章约伯记这两章的时候
we're surprised there's a kind of dialogue in heaven.
我们在那里很惊讶就是原来在天上有一些谈话了。
What does it say? The sons of God came before him and Satan came.
这个讲的就是有一天神的众子来到这个讲到撒旦也来到其中。
Can there be any dialogue in heaven?
你说在天上有没有可以谈话的这样可以相谈呢?
God commending Job.
神在那里来到称许约伯。
And Satan there to say, ah, but you don't know him. You take away what he's got and you see what he will say.
但撒旦就在这里说你都不认识约伯如果你将你自己拿走的时候看看他怎样。
Well, we have to remember in the Bible there are three heavens.
我们认识到在天上有三个的天。
There is the heaven above.
有一个是天上边的天。
Where God's throne is.
是神的宝座在那里。
And there's the heaven between this atmosphere or this place.
另外一个天就是跟我们这个地球在上面的这个的天。
And sometimes this earth is referred to as heaven.
但是时候这个地上也都讲到是一个天。
Now that's only a picture of what is an actual fact.
但呢个只不过系事实嘅一个图画。
There are three places.
系讲到有三个嘅地方。
The heavens where God is.
系嗰个天上嘅天系神嘅地方。
And the heavens, which is the atmosphere between.
啊，呢个第一个天就系呢个大气层嘅天。
And there's this heaven.
来讲到这个地上这个天。
In this world, in our country, in fact, we have three areas of government.
在我们这个国家里面有三个管治的层面的层次了。
We have the House of Lords.
那里有上议院。
We have the Parliament.
也都有众议院。
The House of Commons.
这个众议院。
And we have the local magistrates.Areas.
也都有当地的法庭。
So this, which we see in Job, is not foreign to us entirely.
所以睇到喺约伯记嘅里边所讲嘅，对我哋唔系一啲好陌生嘅嘢。
Satan can rule to some extent, or he can interfere to some extent in the parliament.
撒旦可以喺呢个嘅。众议院嗰度，上议院嗰度有佢嘅影响。
But he has no place in the heaven of heavens where God's throne is.
但系喺天上嘅天，神嘅座位嗰度，系佢唔能够有咩嘅影响啦。
Now that's just a little introduction.
啊，呢个就系一个介绍嘅开始。
And we're going to see now two things arising.
而家我哋睇见两件事情发生。
The question of Job.
啊，第一个关于约伯。
And the answer of God.
也就讲到神的答案。
Or the question of Job and the answer of the Apostle Paul.
啊，好啊，嗰啲嘅一切关于约伯嘅问题，同埋啊嗰个嘅答案。
Because if we read our Bible carefully,
如果读圣经系小心读嘅时候
，we will no doubt see many things that are questionable.
我哋睇到好多嘅嘢系，或者我哋会问呢个问题。
And at the same time, we can find the answers.
但系都系可以嚟到找到呢个答案。
There's a Bible chorus about the Bible. I'd like you to know.
系喺一首嘅短歌里边关于圣经嘅，我想你大家嚟到认识嘅。
Now listen carefully.
你嚟到小心嚟听。
And if you get hold of the words, then you may afterwards get hold of the tune.
啊，如果你能够记得呢个字嘅时候，或者之后你会记啊，认得呢个点样嚟到个音调系点样
？Reminding us of how wonderful the Bible is.
系啊，嚟到提醒我哋再一次话神嘅话系几咁奇妙嘅。
The grand old book.
啊，呢个嘅最大呢本嘅书。
What's the meaning of grand?
啊。这个 grand 这个字叫什么意思呢
?good.
是好的。
good.
是好。
the grand old book.
这本好的好古旧的书。
You will find a promise wherever you may look.
你在那里无论你见到哪里都会找到那里有应许给你。
in sorrow or in pain.
无论你在忧愁或在痛苦的里面。
its promises are plain.
在那里的应许是很清楚的。
So keep on believing in the grand old book.
所以你就相信去坚定地相信这本是好的古旧的书圣经。
Now, will you say that with me?
你来跟我一起来讲呢
Simple. The grand old book.
The grand old book.
The grand old book.
The grand old book.
You will find a promise.
You will find a promise
wherever you may look.
Wherever you may look,
in sorrow or in pain.
In sorrow or in pain,
its promises are plain.
Its promises are plain.
So keep on believing in the grand old book.
So keep on believing in the grand old book.
Have you got it? You think?
Yeah.
I'll just give you the tune now. I'm not a canary.I'm a bit of a crow, but still.
我而家就做俾你嗰个音调。我唔系好识唱嘅一个唱歌嘅小鸟，或者系一个好 啊，一个唔好识唱歌嘅一种嘅鸟。
The grand old book, the grand old book, you will find a promise wherever you may look. In sorrow or in pain, its promises are plain. So keep on believing in the grand old book, the grand old book, the grand old book. You will find a promise wherever you may look. In sorrow or in pain, its promises are plain. So keep on believing in the grand old book. Got it?
Yep.
Well, remember, and bring your Bible when you come.
你带你的圣经来一起。
And wave your Bible when you sing.
当你唱的时候，你举起你的圣经。
Do it. The grand old book, the grand old book. You will find a promise wherever you may look. In sorrow or in pain, its promises are plain.So keep on believing in the grand old book, the grand old book, the grand old book. You will find a promise wherever you may look. In sorrow or in pain, its promises are plain. So keep on believing in the grand old book. I've been reading my Bible since I was a kid.
我一路自从我好似你孩子咁嘅时候，读圣经啦。
I've read it through from Genesis to Revelation more than 60 times。
我由创世纪一读到启示录，读过超过60次。
And I'm still hungry to know what's in the grand old book。
而家我亦都对着呢本神嘅话，呢本系好而古旧嘅神嘅话。里面仍然充满饥渴嘅。
Because you'll not only find so many promises which God means to keep。
唔单止揾到里边有好多神嘅应许，神系要嚟到应允嘅。
But you'll find so many instructions which God wants you to keep。
亦都有神里边有好多嘅教导系神要我哋去持守嘅。
Well, now we're coming to Job。
而家我哋讲翻到约伯记。
And we're going to see in Job's question。
我而家睇到约伯嘅问题啦。
And the Apostle Paul's answer。
亦都系保罗嘅答案。
What was Job's question？
啊，约伯嘅问题系咩咧
？In chapter 9，
约伯记第九章。
Job chapter 9，
约伯记第九章。
Verse we're going to read 1 and 2。
约伯记第九章，我哋读第一节同埋第二节。
Job 9:1 and 2.
约伯记第九章第一同埋第二节。
Then Job answered and said, "I know it is so of a truth, but how should man be just before God?"
约伯回答说：我真知道是这样，但人在神面前怎能成为义呢
？Now this remark comes in connection with something.That has been said between Job and his friends.
啊，呢个佢嘅回答系因着啊，佢嘅朋友啊，一个咁样同佢嘅说话。
But it's a very important question.
但呢个嘅问题系一个好紧要嘅问题。
How can a man be right or just with God?
但人在神面前怎能成为义呢
？It's not a little bit right.
唔系讲到一少少嘅成为义
，not doing some things that are good，
唔系做一啲嘅好嘅事情。
It means a man is utterly right with God。
嗱，呢个人系绝对嘅，系同神系正常嘅个关系系义嘅。
That God can find no fault with him。
系神喺呢个人身上找唔到一啲嘅错处。
Now that's an extraordinary condition or position。
如果是这样的时候是一个很非常之一个很不简单的境况了。
No more condemnation.
他们再没有受刑罚了没被责备了。
That's what Paul says in Romans chapter 8.
保罗在罗马书第八章那里也是这样讲到。
No more condemnation.
在他们说再没有刑罚了。
Before Jesus returned to heaven,
当耶稣 未翻到天上之前。
When he was saying farewell to his disciples,
当他和他的门徒来到讲再见的时候，
he described what was true of him.
他就讲到关于他自己的真那个真实。
I go to the Father.
我去到父那里。
Satan hath nothing in me.
他说撒旦在我里面是一无的所有的。
I keep his commandments.
我是遵守我父的旨意，一切的命令。
And that describes, in brief, the man Christ Jesus.
这个是讲到我们的耶稣基督自己。
He says to them in John 14 and verse 27,
在约翰福音第14章第27节，
My peace I leave with you.
他说我将我的平安来就赐给你。
Not as the world leaves.
不是好像世界人所赐的一样。
But as I give, my peace I leave with you.
他说我是将我自己的平安来就给过你。
He had absolute peace.
他在他里面有满有平安的。
He's known as the coming Prince of Peace.
他是那个是平安的王。
Now, he goes on in those verses to say why he had perfect peace.
他又讲到俾我知，点解佢有完全嘅平安呢
？A peace which he wanted his disciples to have.
佢要佢嘅门徒有呢个嘅平安。
But which was a unique peace.
喺呢个平安系一个特别嘅平安。
First, knowing where he was going.
第一系要知道佢哋去边度。
I go to the Father.
佢我去到父嗰度。
You have peace of thought. You have peace in that thought.
你有没有在那里有平安呢？
Can you say positively, without any hesitation or fear, I'm going to God?
你能够在你里面很肯定的，你有这个平安安息，就是你是去到神那里。
I had a friend.
我有一个朋友。
He was a young man working in the fish market in Glasgow.
他是一个很年轻的人，在格拉斯哥那个卖鱼场那里做事。
His parents were believers.
他的父母是信主的。
But William wasn't.
但是这个 William 他是不信主。
But one day,
有一天
the pastor came to the house when his parents were not there, William only.
有一次个牧师就来到他家，他父母不在家，只是他在这里。
So they talked a bit together.
他们就在这里聊天了。
And then the pastor said to William,
那这个牧师就跟这个 William 说，
Are you saved?
你得救未呢？
Are you going to heaven?
你是不是去天堂呢将来？
I think so.
那他或者我想或者会去了。
There are plenty of people got a stammer in their speech on that question.
当很多人都是问他这个问题的时候，他都是答不好知道怎么答了。
Can you say, I know who I have believed, and I am saved?
你能够说你这是我认识我所信的是谁，我是知道我是得救的。
Finding no peace because they were not sure.
你找不到平安，因为你不知道了，不肯定。
I was in a testimony meeting in the Philippines.
在菲律宾的时候，我有一个见证的聚会里面。
And a fair number of people gathered, all kinds.
有很多的人他们都是集合在那里。
And we were having testimonies.
那里有讲见证的人。
And the various ones took part, men and women. Various people took part, men and women.
有很多人在那里讲见证，有男有女。
And they declared their experience of the Lord.
他们就宣告他们怎么来经历主。
And then one man stood up.
有一个人他就站上来了。
And he said this.
他就这么说。
I sin and repent and sin again.
他说我犯罪，又悔改又再犯罪。
Now many people, many of us perhaps would have to say that.
我知道当中很多人都会这样说。
I sin, I'm sorry for it.
我犯了罪，我亦都对我犯了罪，我又好过意不去了。
I repent.
我又悔改了。
And I sin again.
我又再犯了。
Well,the repentance wasn't very real, was it?
咁呢个嘅悔改唔系好真嘅悔改。
But that's the history of many people.
但呢个系我哋人嘅好多人嘅历史。
And there are very few bearing the name of Christ who cannot say, I am perfected in him.
很少的人, 他能够, 他有主的名字在他身上, 能够说, 我是绝对的完全人。
Satan can find fault and God has to admit the fault.
啊, 撒旦都要找到我们的错处, 神都要来到, 正应, 啊,
so we're thinking about the question of being without fault before the Lord.
这个问题我要思想的就是,
and we find right here at the beginning of the book of Job,
就是在这里看到,
when all those terrible things have happened to that good man,
这些这么多的惨痛的事情发生在这个这么好的人身上,
there are questions.
有人问问题,
Job had three friends. We're told about them. They are historical figures.
啊,他,这里讲到有三个他的朋友,
where do they come? In the chapter 2,
在第二章,
verse 11.
第十一节,
now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him.
听说有这一切的灾祸临到他身上，各人就从本处约会同来，为他悲伤，安慰他。
There has three friends, and they come by agreement to comfort him.
他有三个朋友，这三个朋友都预约咁样嚟到，要安慰佢。
And read verse 12 and 13, somebody.
我中间有人读第十二节同埋第十三节。
十二到十三节，他们远远的举目观看，认不出他，就放声大哭。个人撕裂外袍，把尘土向天扬起来，放在自己的头上。他们就凭他七天七夜坐在地上，一个人也不向他说句话，因为他极其痛苦。
They were shocked and surprised to see what they saw, the condition of Job.
A
godly man experiencing all these terrible
things.
Loss of property. Loss of family. And loss of health.
有好好的身体健康。
And it says here, they were so astonished, they had to keep quiet for a bit.
在这里讲到说,他们看到的时候, 他们很惊讶,就他们就不出声一阵了。
So they hadn't got anything they could say, in view of the situation.
他们一句都不能跟他们说话, 因为他们都不知道跟他们说什么话才合适了。
But after a little while, then they began to speak.
但过了一阵之后,他们就说了。
And there began then a great discussion.
咁喺嗰度佢哋就開始嚟到談論啦。
Why all this?
點解發生呢啲事情呢?
Was he not a good man?
佢係唔係一個好人嗎?
Did God declare he was a good man?
係咪神都話佢係一個好人啊?
Was he not a generous man?
佢唔係一個好慷慨嘅人嗎?
He was blameless.
佢係冇指責嘅，無可指責嘅。
He offered all kinds of comfort and explanation.
他就给他很多的安慰和很多的解释了。
Now the first lesson for us in this is this.
第一个对我们的功课就是这样。
That if we've got friends and friends who have suffered in some terrible way,
如果有朋友, 有些朋友, 他们经过一些很惨痛的经历,
we do have the privilege of sitting with them
我哋有嘅权利嚟到同佢哋坐一齐。
Helping them in any way we can。
嚟到帮助佢，若果可能嘅，可以嘅话。
I have a friend in India。
我喺印度有一个朋友。
She lost her husband。
佢丈夫死去啦。
And there was a man who sympathized or understood the sorrow she had and the loss she had experienced。
有一个人佢明白佢呢个女人所经过嘅事情。
And he went and sat with her.
他就跟他一起坐在那
里。Like these friends came and sat with Job.
好像这约伯三个朋友跟他坐在那里一样。
Now that was a comfort, that was a support.
那里是一个安慰，那里是一个扶持。
And sometimes you and I cannot answer the questions that arise without our friends who have trouble.
那时候我们的朋友所发生的事情，我们不可以在那里有什么可以解释到，为什么？
So be careful.
所以你要小心。
Don't start to attribute this to God.
我要小心就唔好话咩事情都好似话系呢个神嘅加害俾你啦。
Don't destroy their comfort by saying anything that reflects upon the character of God.
唔好将佢哋嘅信心嚟到摇动，系因着叫佢哋系对神系嘅性情开始有有一个错误的认识。
We do have to remember that God is not only loving, God is love.
我们要认识就是神都不单止是爱是可爱的，是神是爱。
But he is righteous.
他是公义的神。
These are two attributes or characteristics of God which are fundamental to us.
这两个的神的性情是神自己的特别的地方，很重要。
God is love, and He loves.
是神是爱，也都爱我们，爱人。
How many of us were saying that as we were around the table this morning?
很多时候，当我们刚才在桌子的时候，我们怎样来到来到祷告讲到神的爱。
God is love.
神是爱。
But God is righteous too.
但神都是公义的。
And that we must remember.
我们都要记得这个。
The Apostle Paul said, I am a debtor, I am ready, I am not ashamed.
保罗说他是一个亏欠神的人，他都不以为这个对神不以为羞耻。
Now that's a very utter statement.
这个是一个讲得很尽他要讲的说话。
When he wrote to the Romans,
当他写信给罗马的人，主罗马的人的时候，
That's what he said at the beginning.
他在开始的时候，他就这样讲了。
I am a debtor.
他说我是欠了这个债。
I've got something I owe to everybody.
我是对每一个人，我都欠了这个债。
Not just to friends, but to enemies.
不单止对他的朋友，对他的敌人都是欠了这个债。
Because those were the days when the Romans were ruling in Israel.
在那时候罗马人是管治以色列。
He said, I am debtor. I'm debtor to them.
我对他们都是一个欠了他们债的人。
And I'm ready.
他说我都是现在已经准备好了。
Ready to preach.
要来到前这个的。
Now, it wasn't a very pleasant or difficult or easy thing to do to preach.To the Romans.
对于罗马人来到传这个福音不是一件容易的事。
At that time, they were taking Christians and throwing them to the lions.
在这时候，他们将这基督徒是捉了，是扔在这个狮子坑那里。
They were ruling Israel in a very irreligious manner.
他们是管治以色列的时候，是一个很没这个人道的管治。
But why did Paul speak like that to the Romans?
为什么保罗是对罗马人他这样来说呢？
He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of God.
他说我对神的福音我不以为耻。
I'm not ashamed.
我对神的福音我不以为耻。
Now, many people will not utter the word Jesus.
很多人他们不敢说耶稣的名。
Or they don't like to talk about God.
他们不喜欢说神了，关于神。
We were like that at home. My parents were very reserved and we didn't talk about God.
我以前在家都是我父母是不想不喜欢讲神的。
We weren't against God, of course.
我们都不是反对神。
But we found it difficult to talk about God. Oh, he's religious.
我们很难讲神的事情。我们说，如果这样的时候，就好像是很想有宗教那样。
I got called that, or described in that way, when I was in hospital after my accident.
在医院的时候，当我跌了之后，入到医院的时候，有人就这样跟我说。
I had my eyes shut. They thought I was sleeping.
当我闭上眼睛的时候，人们就以为我睡着觉。
And some of the staff were discussing the patient, discussing me.
有这个听到这个医院那些护士啊，那些工人就来到谈论关于我了。And
they said, "Oh, he's very religious."
这个人呢，是很有宗教虔诚的。
Well, sometimes we don't like to be called that, or don't like to be called Christians.
有些时候，我哋唔想人哋讲我哋系好宗教虔诚，或者讲我哋系基督徒。
The Apostle Paul wasn't afraid.
但保罗佢唔怕啦。It
wasn't a shame to him to mention that Jesus.
至于提到耶稣嘅名，对佢嚟讲一啲都唔系羞耻嘅事。So
he introduces his epistle to the Romans.
所以佢将呢个罗马书写喺罗马书，佢就咁样嚟到介绍。
By declaring very positively, I am ready. I am. I'm a debtor, I am ready, and I am not ashamed.
他当时说一个都认罪的业债，我是准备得好了，我亦都唔以呢为羞耻。
So we may say now,
现在我们可以这样讲,
in relation to Job,
是在约伯的身上,
God's answer is in the epistle to Romans.
是在罗马书那里, 是给了我们的答案。
Job's calamity, Job's suffering, Job's sicknesses.
约伯所经过的一切的灾祸和他的痛苦,
needed some explanation.
好像要需要一些解释。
Job says, how can a man be right, just, holy, pure before God?
他约伯就问这个问题，他人在神的面前怎能成为义，怎能圣洁，好像神那样，这么神圣了。
And the Apostle Paul's answer is this.
保罗，他的，使徒保罗的答案就是这样。
Only by the salvation of God.
只是靠着神自己的拯救。
I am not ashamed of the gospel of God.
他说我不以福音为耻。
What's the meaning of word gospel?
福音的意思是什么呢?
Come on now.
有没有人告诉我听, 福音?
What's the meaning of the word gospel?
福音的解释意思是什么呢?
Nobody knows. The truth.
真理。
Well, the gospel means news! News! News!
福音是什么?是news,是这个信息,新闻,就好像这样说了。
In some towns of our country,
在一些国家的城市,
they have what they call watchmen.
在那里有一些守望的人,
or men who shout.
那些人他们就会大声来呼叫了。
They may have a trumpet to attach to attract attention.
或者他们会有一个喇叭来叫人来注目。
News! News! News!
他们就大声呼喊说,有新闻了,新闻了,新闻了。
They do that in our country still, in some places.
在我们这个国家里面,有些地方仍然在呼喊。
Something new has happened.
有些事情发生了。And
people must know.
人一定要知道了。And
Paul wanted people to know.
保罗是要人要知道。He
was not ashamed. He was a debtor.
他说我不以福音为耻。他说我是福音是我是欠了人的债。He
was not ashamed of the gospel of God.
在罗马书第一章第16节。 我不以福音为耻。
Romans chapter 1,
Romans chapter 1
and verse 16.
16.
Romans chapter 1 and verse 16.
Romans chapter 1 and verse 16.
Some might read a good verse, please read it.
如果有人可以大声地读出来, 麻烦. Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
Romans chapter
1,
verse
16.
Romans chapter
1, verse
16. 我不以福音为耻, 这福音本是神的大能, 叫救一切相信的, 先是犹太人, 后是希利利人。
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek or Gentile.
所以我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，预告一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利利人。
Have you ever wondered how it is that there's power in the gospel, in the good news that Paul is talking about?
你有没有曾经想过这个福音是那个的大能，怎样是大能呢？
When I was younger,
当我是年轻的时候,
I used to wonder, I had a question, how is it that the gospel or the preaching about Christ is such power?
我就想为什么传这个福音是有这么大的大能呢？
Some wicked people, dirty people, unholy people, they're changed when they hear the good news.
那些坏的人，那些很污糟的人，他们听到这个福音的时候，他们就改变了。
How is it that it has such power?
为什么里面有这么有能力的呢？
Well, the wisdom of God is in it.
因为神的智慧在里面。
The law of God is in it.
因为神的律法在里面。
See what it says here? Verse 17, Romans chapter 16, verse 17, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
罗马书第一章十七节，他说，因为这义是本于信，以至于信，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来。 这义是本于信，以至于信。
That which Paul is preaching has power.
保罗所传的福音是有能力的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it reveals the righteousness of God.
因为那里是显出神的义。
No, it doesn't say reveals the love of God.
那里不是显出神的爱。
Reveals the righteousness of God.
是显出神的义。
See, God must be right if he's going to judge.
神一定是对，如果他要审判的时候，话审判的话。
If he's not right himself, how can he judge?
如果神不是公义的，他怎么能够来审判呢？
It's because we are so wrong in ourselves that we can't judge others.
因为我们自己都是没有错处，我们不能够去审判别人。
That's what the apostle reveals in Romans.
这个是保罗在罗马书里讲到，
All have sinned and fallen short.
他说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And that means no man is pure, is holy, complete, the acceptable to God.
就是讲到每一个人是在神的面前是圣洁的，是神所能够接纳的。
See in Romans chapter 3,
在罗马书第三章，
verse 10, Romans chapter 3 verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有。
And go on to describe who the apostle is talking about.
他就讲到这个，保罗所指导这个是谁呢？
We just see a verse or two here, not all.
我们读一两节。
Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness.
第十三节，他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓。
Verse 14. Verse 15. Their feet are swift to shed blood.
第十五节，他们的脚飞跑，要流人的血。
Destruction and misery are in their ways.
在他们所做的都是带出残暴背弱。
Verse
18.
There is no fear of God before their eyes.
在他们眼中不怕神。
So everyone is guilty before God.
每个人在神面前都是定罪了，有罪。
Job's question is, how can any man be right before God?
约伯就问一个问题，人怎能够在神面前是公义呢？
Well, Paul's answer is here.
保罗的答案在这里。
Not ashamed to proclaim the gospel.
他不以传这个福音为耻。
Because therein is the righteousness of God.
因为在里面就显出神的义。
Says in the next verse, now going back to chapter 1.
我们看回第一章。
Verse
16.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who had the truth, who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
我们看第18节。原来十八节，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。
Remember this, the gospel does declare God is love. God loves.
大家记得就圣经里边啊，呢、这个福音里边亦都系宣告神系爱嘅，神爱人。
But the gospel also declares that God is righteous.
但福音里边，神嘅福音里边都系宣告神系公义嘅。
And he can be angry.
神可以系愤怒嘅。
And therefore we should fear, reverently fear God.
所以我哋系要嚟到系敬畏神，系啊嚟到啊系啊存着敬畏嘅心。
Why is the church today so feeble, so ineffective?
为什么今天的教会是这么软弱呢？这么无能呢？
Why are people outside, unbelievers, not convinced of the reality of God in love and rightness?
为什么教会外面的人是对于神的公义、神的爱是不能够这么清楚来到肯定的？
How many people are converted from a wretched life to a real life by the gospel?
有几多个人是藉着福音，是就从一个很坏的犯罪的这样的人转变为有改变了，转变为跟着这个福音。
Not by singing.
不是就是唱歌了。
Jesus loves me this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
不是就是唱耶稣爱我，我知道，因为圣经里面这样讲。
How many people really converted from a different life?To a new life, a changed life.
有几多人佢曾经从一个坏嘅生命、坏嘅人嚟改变成为另一个人呢？
But if the wrath of God, the righteousness of God is preached, there will be changed lives.
如果神嘅愤怒、神嘅公义喺度被宣传出去嘅时候，人就会改变。
These people described so wretchedly, none righteous, no, not one.
这个讲到的连一句人都没有。
Because no fear of God.
因为他们不会畏惧神，敬畏神。
There's a lot of loose and wrong language, that old man upstairs.
他用一些的字句，用一些的名词来到这样讲，一些的不好的话。
How people speak about God. Disgusting.
他用一些的不好的字来到描写神。这个字形容的词是真的很令人厌恶的。
People use the name of the Lord in a very profane way.
用那些人用主的名用来到是亵渎神。
I was riding in a train in India.
我在印度就坐这个火车的时候。
And two men got in.
两个人就入了这个火车里面。
And they sat opposite to me.
咁佢就坐喺我嘅对面啊个位啦。
One was a European，
有一个系一个欧洲人
，and the other was an Indian，
另一个系印度人。
And when the Indian sat down，
当啲印度人坐喺度嘅时候
，He said，Oh Christ，
佢就啊基督啊
using the name of the Lord like that.
啊，佢就咁样用基督嘅神嘅名嚟到咁样讲。
No reverence, no awe, no fear.
佢对神一啲嘅敬畏都冇，一啲嘅畏惧都冇。
I said to him.
咁我同佢讲。
Why do you say that?
我点解咁样讲啊
？Why do you talk like that about Christ?
点解咁样讲嚟到妄称神诶基督嘅名字
？Using his name in a vulgar way.
啊，你用佢咁样嚟到讲佢用佢嘅名字啊，用咁样恶劣嘅嚟用。
And he said, "Oh, he does it. His friend, his European friend, he does it."
佢我呢个朋友，呢个欧洲嘅朋友，佢都系咁样讲啊嘛。
It's easy to copy.
好容易我哋学咗别人。
It's so easy to speak like others do.
好容易我哋好似别人咁样讲嘢，我哋又咁样讲。
But if we really appreciated the fear of the Lord, the righteousness of the Lord.
如果我哋认识到神自己嘅公义。我哋嚟认识神嘅敬畏。
It will affect our conversation. It will affect our habits.
亦都系对会影响到我哋谈话讲嘅内容，同埋我哋嘅习惯。
How can a man be right with God?
约伯咁样问呢个问题，佢话人点能喺神嘅面前完全公义咧
？Paul gives us the answer to Job's question.
但保罗俾我哋嘅嗰个答案呢、对呢个问题嘅答案。
It's the work of Jesus.
乃主嘅工作。
The Bible has the same message from the beginning to the end.
圣经里边有同一个嘅信息，由开始到末了都系咁样嘅信息。
The gospel is the whole Bible.
福音乃指到整本嘅圣经。
It's not just the New Testament.
唔系只系新约嘅福音。
That God introduced a new subject in the New Testament to what was in the old.
唔系神喺新约里边系带出另一个题目啊，喺唔同旧约嘅。
The Bible's message is the same from Genesis to Revelation.
啊，圣经里边嗰个嘅主题嘅信息从啊创世纪直至启示录都系一致嘅。
That's the gospel.
这个就是福音。
And it can be put under four words.
这个福音可以用四个字来讲。
A summary of the Bible or summary of the Gospel.
来讲到圣经里面一个的结论或者福音的结论。
Four words.
四个字。
One.
第一。
Ruin.
第一就是废墟了。
Ruin. Do you know what ruin is?
是就一切都是已经是好像废墟了。
Means destruction and loss of everything.
啊，呢个意思就系讲到嗰度有好多个毁坏啊，而系消失晒一切啦。
Ruin.
第一就系啊呢个嘅毁坏。
The second thing.
第二。
Ruin remedy.
第二就系嗰个嘅拯救嗰个嘅办法。
Remedy.
嗰个嘅嚟到。那个办法来到拯救了。
It's a good thing to know there's a remedy for the ruin of the race.
当这个在废墟里面毁坏的时候，神给我们有一个拯救，有一个的办法来到将这个的废墟来到那里有一个方法。
But it's important to know there's another thing that's necessary.
另一件事就是很重要的，需要的。
If the ruin of the race is first to recognize it,Sin is recognized.
如果是因着我们人认识那个的毁坏是因着罪的时候。
And second, there is a remedy, it's in the gospel.
第二能够认识到在福音里面对这个有一个方法的拯救。
It's concerning Christ.
是关于基督的。
And thirdly,
第三
third thing, summarizing the gospel.
第三的就是
ruin, remedy, reception.
第三个就是接受 reception,
reception.
接受
We must receive God's remedy for our ruin.
我们一定要接受来到神给我们这个我们的废墟我们的毁坏那个拯救的方法
How can we do that?
我们怎么能够做呢
By believing or being born of God.
是相信来到从神那里来生
The law was given by Moses.
啊，摩西系俾律法。
And the law of God is perfect and acceptable.
啊，神嘅律法系完全 是正直的可以接受的。
But that, there is that which the law cannot do.
但有些事情律法不能够做。
That's the subject that's constantly troubling the governments of this world.
就是这个问题, 就是这个所有地上一切的统治的政府, 他都是对这个事情是很难来处理。
Problem of every country is lawlessness.
每一个国家今天面对的都是无法了。But
we have a law.
但我们有律法。
There's the law of the Lord.
那里有主的律法,
which is perfect.
这个律法是完全的。
Isn't that to deal with the ruin and the sin?
是能够可以来到对罪和这个毁坏。 是有一个方法的拯救。
The law was weak through the flesh.
律法因着人肉体的软弱所不能行。
Our country is facing all kinds of problems.
我们今天的国家面对很多的问题难处。
And they're repeating the laws in order to deal with each problem as it comes.
他们就将很多的律法来到重复重复来到去处理这些问题了。
But those that are put in prison come out and do the same again. Like the man who said, I sin, repent and sin again.
好像这个人说,我犯罪了,又悔改,又再犯罪一样。
What can the government do to hinder or to stop or to change this repetition of lawlessness?
那政府是要怎么做呢? 来阻止来停止这个无法这样的情况。
They can't do anything.
不能够做什么?
Because the law doesn't change the heart.
因为律法不能够将人的心改变。
The change of the heart is dependent upon Christ coming in.
人的心的改变是在乎基督进入你的心里面。
He is the truth and the life.
他是真理是生命。
And that's Paul's message.
这是保罗的信息。
That's Paul's answer to Job's question.
这个保罗是对约伯这个问题的答案。
It's the answer to man's question if he's been awakened at all to his real condition.
是去苏醒去认识到原来我们里面真实的光景是怎样。
The law is not the remedy. It can tell what's wrong, and it does draw the straight line between right and wrong.
律法不是那个拯救，律法是叫人去知罪，去知道边啲系啱，边啲唔啱。
There's new life from above that can transform your life and mine.
那从受而来嘅新嘅生命，先能够改变我哋你同我嘅生命。
Jesus set it on the line when he said, "Except a man be born of above, from above." Born again,
you
shall not see or enter the kingdom of heaven.
主自己在清楚讲到话，人若唔系从上头而生，就唔能够进神嘅国或者见到神嘅国。No
other way in.
唔系从别嘅方法嚟到进去。
No other way to be saved from the wretchedness of our moral sinful condition.
冇第二个方法能够拯救我哋脱离我哋今日嘅道德嘅沦陷。 我们的罪、犯罪的一切的行为。
How many bearing the name of Christ or saying they are Christians today are missing heaven by 18 inches?
今天很多的人他们有负责基督的名字，但是他们能够都是差18寸那么多就不上到天堂了。
I ask so many people, are you a Christian?
我问很多的人，你是不是基督徒呢？
Or are you going to heaven?
你是不是会上天堂呢?
Yes, I hope so.
这个盼望可以去了。
I'm doing my best.
我尽了，做好了，尽我所能。
But it doesn't mean there's no sin.
但不是等于是没有罪的。
Only by the Lord, by the reception of the Lord's remedy,
只是能够接受主,
can there be transformation.
接受主唯一的方法，能够叫你得着。 改变，更新改变过来。
So if we want to put the gospel in a few words,
如果将这样福音来用几个字来讲出来，
express what is true,
来讲到那个真理，
We are ruined by sin.
我哋因着罪系受咗一切嘅毁坏。
But there's a divine God remedy for our sin.
但系神系对我哋嘅罪有一个嘅挽回，有一个嘅拯救嘅方法。
And that is Christ.
呢个就系基督。
The power of God unto salvation.
系佢自己拯救嘅大能。
And if there's ruin remedied.
如果我哋嘅毁坏个能够得着拯救啦，得着改就整好啦。
And the remedy received.
而系我哋就要接受嘅话。
Then there's restoration.
接受基督嘅话，嗰个就有恢复啦。
So these are the four words for the gospel.
所以喺福音里边有好似咁样有四个字。
Ruin.
是毁坏废墟
remedy
那个是有那个方法来对拯救
reception of the remedy
来对接受这个这样的拯救的方法
and restoration
那个就有恢复了
wonderful to see a restored soul
是很奇妙来到看到我们看见原来我们可以被这样来到挽回改变恢复过来
that's why Paul was not ashamed of the gospel
这个就是这样的缘故保罗是不以这个福音为耻。
He was prepared to preach it in Rome.
他甚至是对罗马人都来到要讲这个福音。
And he did it.
他实在是这样做。
So remember, dear ones.
我亲爱的众朋友弟兄姊妹你记住。
The joy God wants us to have.
神要我们得着的喜乐。
The confidence before Him He wants us to have.
是在祂面前我们有那个信心可以得着这样的信心。
The forgiveness that we may enjoy through His forgiving us.
那个赦免我们可以来享用透过祂赦免我们。
And the changed life which He intends you and I to enjoy.
我们的生命可以改变祂是愿意要我们的生命可以这样改变来到享用这个新的生命。
God in remedying our ruin.
神怎样来到是挽回来到拯救我们的废墟呢的毁坏呢
Did not compromise his holiness.
他不会将他自己的神性来到妥协这样。
He didn't say, oh, never mind, I'll overlook that one.
他不说不要紧我好像看不见这样算了。
Paul analyzing the result of the gospel.
保罗是一路这样来到讲这个福音的时候。
Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Verse
25. 第25节。罗马书第三章廿五节。
To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus.
他说是神要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义。使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
Why is the gospel the power of God unto salvation?
为什么神的福音为什么这个的有大能是要能够拯救人呢
？For therein is the righteousness of God declared.
因为在他里面神的公义是被显明出来。
God doesn't change his plan.
神没改变他的计划。
He doesn't alter his demands.
他不会改变他所要求的。
He doesn't down his laws.
他不会将他的律法降低。
He's just, to be just, and to do justice.
他是公义的他是要施行公义。
And that is revealed in the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是在我们耶稣基督的死那里来到显出神的公义。
All the righteous requirements of God were met in the death of Jesus.
所以一切公义的要求在基督的死的身上是满足了。
People still talk about Jesus dying instead of us.
今天人说耶稣代替了我们死。
But that's not the gospel.
但这个不是那个福音。
Jesus did not die instead of us.
基督不是死以致我们不死。
What happened?
究竟什么事情发生呢？
God put us in Christ for the death we deserved and for the new life he promised.
神是将我们放在基督的里面，因着我们的缘故基督是死，因着我们的缘故基督是复活给我们的生命。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
在哥林多前书第一章，
What does it say in verse 30?
第十三节嘅里边点样讲咧？哥林多前书第一章第十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 13。
哥林多前书第一章十三节。
Of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification and redemption。
并且系三十节，第一章三十节。哥林多前书第一章三十节，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
That is what God did when Jesus was put on the cross.
当耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候，神就是这样为我们做。
We were crucified in him.
我们都同在基督里面同钉。
We died in him to the old.
我们是在他里面向旧造的死去了。
That's what we said in our baptism, if it's real.
当我们是受浸的时候，若我们所经过的经历是真的话。
Paul says in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20.
保罗在加拉太书第二章的第二十节怎么讲呢？
I have been crucified with Christ.
在加拉太书第二章的二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
How could that be?
怎样可以来到同钉十字架呢？
No, Paul says God put us there.
他因为保罗说，因为神将我们摆在那里。
Got all the Adamses together and put them all in Christ.
将一切都是将我们他的仇敌都摆在基督的里面。
The result would be a new man.
将那个结果就是有一个新的人。
It's important for us to know what God has done, what his remedy is.
是很紧要，重要就是知道神为我们所作的那个救法是什么。
That our ruin that is shall become glory, success, victory.
我们一切的毁坏破坏了的，即能够因着基督是成为了荣耀，成为得着成功和荣耀。
Anyone got a question?
我们当中有没有人有问题呢？
Any word I've used that you don't understand?
或者我用一啲嘅词、名词、字句，你哋唔明我所讲嘅。
Or anything I have declared that you, I don't know about that.
或者我所宣告一啲嘅嘢，或者你话唔知道你讲嘅系咪？我都唔系好知道，唔系好清楚啦。
Think it through.
让我哋到咁样。去思想。
I was a believer for 10 years without really having a victorious life.
我曾经信了主十年咁耐嘅时候，但系冇得胜嘅生活。
Only when I realized it, what God had done for me in Christ.
直至到我来到去明白领会，原来神为我所成就嘅喺基督里边所成就嘅。
If you and I are put into Christ,
如果你和我将是摆在基督的里面，
God can do that, only God can do that.
只有神可以这样做。
But that's his remedy, put us in Christ.
他唯有拯救的方法将我们摆在基督的里面。
What for? What for?
为了什么呢？
For a new creation.
为了一个新的创造。
If any man be in Christ,He's a new creation. Old things have passed away.
他有人在基督来，他是个新造的人，旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
So Job's question, how can a man be right with God?
所以约伯的问题就是，人怎能够在神面前公义呢？
It's answered by the Apostle Paul in the Romans.
保罗在罗马书里面是给我们这个答案。
Of course, other scriptures too.
没错，别的圣经的经文也都可以给我们的答案。
Can you say without shame or without fear, I'm a Christian?
I'm
in Christ.
能够这么说，又没有一些的羞耻，没有一些的不肯定，就说我今天在基督的里面。
Can you have real peace in your soul?
你今天能不能在你里面有真正的平安？
But in the day of reckoning,
当主恢复复兴的时候，回来的时候，
which is coming to every one of us,
我们每一个人都要面对它。
A day of reckoning,
那天振兴的时候，
when we have to render an account,
每一个人都要来到将我们所做的一切都来到要同主来到讲了。
God keeps records.
神是将我们一些的一切所有的都记录起来。
You say the Bible, oh, the Bible has all names.
你说圣经里面所有都很多的名字。
Some people get fed up with the names. Chapters full of names.
有些人他们很麻烦，他说看圣经的时候这么多名字的。
He keeps records.
因为他是有记录的。
And books will be opened and our past, present will be declared.
书卷要打开，我们的以往，我们的现在都有记录，都会宣告出来。
But if we are among those whom God has put in Christ,
但若我们是让神将我们，神是摆在基督的里面，
there is now no more condemnation.
就现今就没有，再没有被定罪了。
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we do admit we have many questions.
主要是承认我们都有很多的问题。
And sometimes we're going all over the place with our questions.
有时候我们也都不问一些的问题。
We have no peace, we have no certainty.
我们也都没有平安，也都没有确据。
We don't know where we're going.
我们不知道我们是去哪里。
We can't be sure we'll get there.
我们都不知道我们会去到那里吗？
Oh Lord, help us to learn from this afternoon.
主啊，求你帮助我在我们今天在这个下午的时候。
That as Job inquired for the answer to his questions.
让我们能够得着在约伯问个问题的答案。
You have abundantly provided it for him and to us.
你给约伯和给我们都有这个答案。
Oh Lord, that we may know not only our ruin and recognize it.
不单只是承认我们里面的废墟，我们的破坏，来到看见这个。
How far we are falling short.
我们亏缺了的是几咁大。
And yet how ready you are to forgive.
但是你怎么来到要饶恕我们？
We should not die in our sins.
要我们不在罪里面来到灭亡。
But receive the reception which we have received in receiving you.
来到接受那个的你的接受，就是因着我们接受主，你接受我们。
Lord, hear us.
我们的主，求你听我们的祷告。
For your name's sake.
为着你的名字的缘故。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.